You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
And I'm speaking to Wendy Law from Wendy Law Artisans in the Open for Business segment. This is BFM 89.9. Wendy, how did you get into the jewelry business?
Okay, my dad was a jeweler. My grandpa was a jeweler, but that doesn't make me a jeweler. The whole intention was being a jeweler was really not in my mind. Although, when I was young, I sort of played with his work in his workshop, and meddling with the tools and got a lot of spanking out of it. But all along I know I wanted to do something to do with art. So I went to school. I went to art school, and when I was doing my sophomore year, in which I was exposed to a lot of different kinds of media like ceramics, fiber textile, and jewelry making, was one of the core subjects. So it is during that period of time, I sort of reconnected myself to those times when I was playing with those tools, and was like. And the passion grew, and even up to today, and I don't think it will ever stop. And me being me doesn't like to be a confined person into a 9-to-5 job, and although my dad was like saying in those days was like, what kind of jewelry that you're making on the side? What kind of jewelry you're making? You know, those are crap. Because of the passion, so I just follow and have decided to do my own jewelry.
All right. Yeah. Were there expectations of you to be a jeweler? Did you come from a big family?
Not in the making, but probably in running the business. But I was really like not interested. Yeah, I was really not interested in that. So it never crossed my mind of being part of my dad's business. I was spending a lot of time playing sports, you know, doing a lot of activities, drawing, art sort of thing when I was little. So, no.
Anything to dissociate yourself with the business initially?
In a way, yes.
And how long have you been in this industry now?
20 years.
20 years. Yes. What was it like when you first, 20 years, that would be 1989. Thereabouts.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When you were all of 12, of course.
Right.
What was it like when you first started out? Because your jewelry is not your typical jewelry, especially 20 years ago. So what was it like then?
The learning curve was pretty steep, because when I came back
from
Australia, I started to work in factories and get a hands-on kind of experience, and I realized that the mindset and the perception of what jewelry should be was really, really different. So I went through, but I tell myself, jewelry is a skill. I mean, it's a kind of art. It's a form of art that requires a lot of discipline, skill, in order to be able to transform or to input whatever that I feel into the piece so that the piece speaks. And in order to do that, I realized one thing. My dad was right, although I didn't really want to admit it, that I lacked that discipline. I may have a good pair of eyes, you know, to be able to see, to be able to appreciate and interpret, but in terms of skill, no, I was not there. So I took the hard time in going, I won't say hard, I had quite a lot of fun out of it. Yeah, I actually worked in a jewelry factory, getting a salary of 350 ringgit then, as an apprentice, and I went through that. That's why, if you ask me now, I know the entire manufacturing process, hands-on, from rubber mold making, from wax carving, to the real casting, hot and fiery, you know, to piercing, benchwork, drilling, sawing, and all that, and to gem setting and to plating, the entire process. And I know, and because of this ability to make, okay, I'm able to put whatever that I feel into my jewelry. So that is the skill side. In terms of the business aspect, it was really tough, and I really had to do a lot of OEM, which is original equipment manufacturing. That is, you know, I manufacture people's jewelry. Yeah, they place an order with me, and I had to do something which I really, really did not like, and will never ever do it. And that is, they gave me a design that's from a magazine and copy it. Yeah, so I did that because I need to survive. I need to continue to enhance the skill, but without losing sight of what I want, what I really, truly want, the kind of jewelry that I want. Yeah.
I'm speaking to Wendy Law from Wendy Law Artisans in our Open for Business segment. You're listening to BFM 89.9. When did you start Wendy Law Artisans?
Wendy Law has been in the market for 20 years.
So, okay.
Yeah, so it was, people know me by my name. And officially, Wendy Law Artisans was formed 2 years ago. But prior to that, of course, I have another jewelry manufacturing business. That was about 5 years ago. But before that, I actually ventured into a partnership with different jewelers, you know. And those are really good experiences. So actually, I started doing business way back in, 20 years ago.
So when you first came out with your own designs 20 years ago, was the market ready?
Absolutely not. Even up to today, Malaysia, as per se, they still find my jewelry a bit off bit. But my overseas clients, they enjoy it and they have been buying from me.
So from the initial days, it's always been largely the overseas market.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because one of the things that I guess is my question would be, you stayed true to what you believed in, and you did not take what market wanted.
Yeah. You can say that again. Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite obstinate, so to speak. But I truly believe I can only be happy in doing the things that I like. And better still, this love, you know, this passion can generate my income so that I could move on and I could go on, you know. So that's why I never work a day. True. I mean, I every day when I wake up in the morning, the eagerness to go back to the workshop has never dimmed. Every day in the morning, I will wake up in the morning. Okay, so what's next? Okay, the other issues. How do I solder that part? It was like so delicate. You know, passion is still with me, very, very much intact.
And it's interesting that you got this, you know, from day one. Right, a lot of people don't actually find what they want to do until much later in life because the parents told them to do something else. So what's so unique about Wendy Law Designs?
My design has soul. it has emotion. And the most important thing is that it has, I believe, okay, it has the essence, you know, because of the way I get myself inspired. I was inspired by life itself through the people and the things that are around me. And because of that, I believe my jewelry speaks, you know, and that in itself, okay, is unique. Let me give you an example. I have this client who came to me, this couple, they wanted to make a pair of wedding band. And normally I would just start off with an interview with them and saying that, okay, tell me how you both met, you know, and tell me more about you. I discovered that in the conversation that this two individual person has got nothing in common. While the husband enjoys the outdoor and the wife actually likes to stay indoor. And then I was like, in my heart, I was like, okay, that's going to be a kind of a challenge. Until I asked him another question, and that was, so what kind of food did you like? You know, immediately I see that they are in unison. Then in my heart, I was like, okay, food binds them. So the end product is if they were to wear their wedding band, it will just look like a wedding band with a little concave, you know, on one of the sides. But if a person would, if they were to look at it horizontally, it looks like a bowl and a plate. Yeah, and with their love stories, their love secret message that they want to put on the piece. So because to me it is very symbolic. It is very symbolic that I feel and that I capture in this couple, that the essence is in sharing, you know, the taste. That's why there is a name for this ring in Chinese, okay? It's called Fan Gam Tong Mei La, means they share the taste of life together. Yeah, so it's the essence, you know.
Okay, yeah. So with Malaysian customers, do you find that you do a lot with food? Because that usually bites most Malaysians.
To a certain extent, yes. But of course, I don't always make them into a bowl and a plate. But of course, it was being inspired to do it.
So yeah. Now, is that a focus? Wedding bands?
Yeah, all wedding right. band.
Okay, and do you have a physical shop?
I have a workshop and I have an office. I occupy a two-story shop lot in Bandar Puteri Puchong. In my office there's a showroom, because most of my clients they make appointment. Yeah, it's by appointment. Yeah, so if you say a shop to sell, I don't. But a showroom, a workshop, yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. And how do you market yourself?
Word of mouth.
So you have purposely not gone through heavy marketing in that sense, and you believe that word of mouth is the way
yes,
to go.
Yes, is the way to go, and it has shown I'm still around for 20 years, you know.
She survived.
I survived.
I'm speaking to Wendy Low from Wendy Low Artisans, now open for business segment. You're listening to BFM 89.9. And how much does your jewelry cost?
It depends on the requirement of my clients, my customers. It ranged from 1,000 ringgit to 350, sometimes even more, depending on that requirement.
All right. And where do you get your inspiration from?
As I said, it's really from life itself. I believe as an artist, I have to be very truthful to myself. So, and in order to be connected to my surrounding, I have to be connected to myself. So it's this ability to be able to be truthful and accepting myself as who I am, whether I am good at this or not so good at that. Okay, take them all in, they're all me. You know, it's through the acceptance of myself, and then I'm able to accept and to interpret, you know, what that is on the outside, honestly, to be very truthful and honest, you know. I get most of my inspiration from, by the way, I dive, so I get a lot of inspiration from under the water, whether it is a drift dive or a mud dive, or, you know, and for all the corals, and yeah, a lot of them. And also through the people that I come about. Yeah, and every time when I talk to people, I could feel the energy, and it is based on those energy that I create the design that I based on that. Yeah, very, very much. Yeah.
And do you see yourself more as an artist or as a business person?
It has to. There are two different things, because in terms of the aspiration, in terms of the creativity, I have to be an artist and be 100% an artist. But when I come into business, I am a business person. So it's just that there are two different sets of skills, two different sets of mindset. Doing business is really different from being an artist. Being a business person, I have to put that artistic side of me, the emotional side of me, and be really downright and practical. You know, and whatever decision that I make as a business owner has to be targeted towards my vision. My vision is very big. It needs a lot of money to come through, and that is a real fact. And I have to look at it and say, okay, if I want to be that, if I want to go there, okay, I need this X amount of money, and I have to work towards it. Yeah, so it's
BFM 89.9, the business station.